spiritual warfare and people's minds start running off on things kind of like, you know, combat boots and fatigues and running around the city casting out devils, you know, and screaming and hollering at the devil and everything. And that is really not spiritual warfare.
Nope.
The devil likes it when you do like that. Because the thing about it is he likes to do and for us to have a big display of things. Right? So if you hear messages about spiritual warfare or when they talk about the devil or whatever, if it makes you afraid of him or fearful in any way or whatever, you're not hearing the right message. It's not being taught right, especially to believers. Because when we hear messages about spiritual warfare or about the devil, how many knows that because we have authority as Christians over him, nothing that we hear about him should make us afraid of him?
Right.
When we learn who we are and what we have through Jesus and all of that, we should be more confident that he's under our feet, right? Now, you may have felt like he's been on your back, but he's supposed to be under your feet. Now, the title is spiritual warfare. A lot of Christians do not even know that they're in a fight. And if you don't know you're in a fight, you're going to lose. Why? Because you won't fight.
That's right.
If I don't know I'm supposed to be fighting, you know, if I think everything that is me, if I thought every thought that I have is me, I would have no hope, Sandy, because I have a lot of bad thoughts. Every thought that comes to my mind is not me. Every thought that comes to my mind is not God. That's one of the problems that I had before I got saved. One reason why I was so messed up in my emotions and the way I would act and everything is because of the way that I thought. And I didn't know that I had any control over that. I mean, you have a certain degree of control over your own mind and things like that before you get saved. You don't have to just think every thought that comes to you, you know, and you don't have to act on every thought that you have, even before you get saved. There's some of us, we wanted to kill somebody, but we just didn't do it. Right. There's other people, they wanted to kill somebody, and they done it, and they're in jail.
Yeah.
You know, so how much more with the Spirit of God and being born again and giving us authority, he says, take no thought. We don't have to take every thought that pops into our mind. But we must know, number one, that we're in a fight. Put up 1 Timothy 6:12, Zach, please. I'm going to go over some scriptures that tells us about warfare, talks to us about warfare or fighting a good fight. He says, fight the good fight of faith. That tells us how to fight. In faith, right? If you keep the devil in the arena of faith, you will whoop him every time. If he gets you out of the arena of faith, he will stomp you like a mud hole. That's just the way it is. Why? In myself, I have nothing over him. But when I take God's word and I believe God's word and I keep him over there in the arena of faith, there's nothing he can do to me. Faith doesn't even get tired when you operate in patience with it. That's why the Bible says, follow after those who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. That's one of the things he likes to do. The Bible says that Satan comes to wear out the saints. He cannot wear me out when I'm in faith. Why? Faith rests.
Yeah.
I'm not working. I'm believing. Right? So he says, fight the good fight of faith. He says, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and has professed a good profession. That means confess a good confession before many witnesses. 1 Peter 1:13, Zach. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Some translation says, prepare your mind for action.
Yeah.
What's that mean? One of the things that I used to do before I got saved, because I didn't know that I could control my mind, even lost, I learned this way after I had been saved a pretty good while, that my mind is mine, and I'm the one that controls it.
Right.
God doesn't control it, but the devil will if I let him.
Yeah.
He says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. He says, be sober. That don't mean necessarily just don't get drunk with alcohol. It means that, but also, how many knows, you can be drunk on the cares of this life.
Yeah.
You can be so drunk on the things of this world to where you don't think right. He says, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:4 is that. It says, for the weapons of our warfare. So this verse here tells me I'm in a warfare and I have real weapons.
Okay.
Y'all ain't saying nothing.
That's right.
Yeah.
You are in a warfare and you have real weapons. None of us are exempt from this. I heard Kenneth Hagin say one time a guy come up and wanted to pray for him and wanted to pray that he'd have no more troubles. He said, do you want me to pray that you die? And the guy said, no. He said, that's the only way you're going to get out of trouble.
Yeah.
Jesus himself said, as long as we live here in this earth, we're going to have tribulation, which means trials, tests, troubles, you know, perils, all those things. Why? You got a real earth here that the Bible talks about. Satan is the god of this world. Satan is the god of this world system. Right?
Right.
It says there, for the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. In other words, they're not natural weapons. They're not fists and things like that. He says, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, I heard, kept hearing this morning. Silver-tongued devil. Y'all ever heard that saying before?
Yeah.
They smiling. Did you ever call somebody that? What does that mean when we say that? If I said, she's a silver-tongued devil, or he's a silver-tongued devil, what am I meaning when I say that to somebody?
Got a sharp tongue.
Oh, yeah. You have never met anybody more silver-tongued than the real devil. Those that we would say that about, they're taken after him. Mm-hmm. Is why we would even say that. You'll never meet a more trickster than the actual devil.
Right.
Never. In John 6:63, you can put that up, or Zach, if you want to. It don't make no difference to me. I'm just going to quote it. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, he said, they're spirit and they're life. Proverbs 18:21 says, there's life and death and the power of the tongue. He's talking about our tongue, my tongue, your tongue, any tongue. The reason why I bring these scriptures up is because Jesus himself said his words are spirit. Proverbs says they have life and they have death in them. All it just depends on is who I'm hooked up to at the time.
Amen.
Whose words I'm listening to. Whose words I'm allowing to come out of my mouth. Now, you cannot see words under a microscope. They're spirit. You get where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
It's been scientifically proven words never die. You say them in the atmosphere and they say they have some kind of waves like. If they never die, once you speak them, they stay out there. You can actually go into a room where people have been heavily discussing, as we would call it, you know, or other people would say they've been in a great big argument. There could not even be anybody in the room, and you can walk in the room and you can still feel it for a while. Yeah. You can walk into a room or get close to people that are yielding to a wrong spirit, and a lot of times you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it'll feel like a strangeness or a weirdness. Why? Number one, that doesn't agree with my spirit. Why? The Holy Spirit lives in my spirit. I get around people that has the same spirit that I do and say they've been praising the Lord all morning or something like that, and they come through the doors and it's like, You can feel it.
Yep.
Why? They're spiritual. Words are spiritual. You can't see them under a microscope, but how many knows they still exist? And they can bring life to you, or they can bring death to you. Now, let's look at Ephesians 4, I think, is where I want to go. Starting at verse 17 through 32. See, the devil likes a big display of things. And a lot of what people know or think they know about the devil, they've got off a TV. Y'all ain't saying nothing. If you're waiting to see somebody that's got long horns, red eyes, and a pitchfork, it ain't gonna happen right away. That's not the devil. Other people, they say, well, I saw an angel. I don't want to know what the angel looked like. I want to know what the angel said. Why? The Bible says that Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of the light.
That's right.
He doesn't come at us in the form that he really is. Why? Because he knows right off the bat we would not receive him.
Right.
We would reject him, resist him straight up. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Where is Ephesians in here? I know it ain't took out. I read it this morning. And just for time's sake, I'm going to start in verse 17. The whole chapter 4 is good reading. But he says, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity or emptiness of their mind, having the understanding darkened. Now notice these words. being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, which is kind of like casting off all restraints, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. Or in other words, you didn't get this from the Lord. He don't act like that. He don't do like that.
Yeah.
Verse 21 says, if so be that you have learned him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man. What that means is that you put off the old man, the conduct of the old man. That when he says old man, he's talking about the person you was before you got born again.
That's right.
You can still lie.
Right.
Some of us lied after we got saved.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about that. Huh? He says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. You would think you wouldn't have to tell Christians, stop lying. I know you always say nothing. Christians, stop lying. That's one of the reasons why I hate lying real bad. Because the devil is a liar and he tries to torment me with lies.
Right.
And so I don't like it when people lie to me. Why? You're trying to do the same thing to me my enemy does.
Yeah.
You go on and it says, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. He says, be ye angry and sin not. Now, that would be a major one. You can be mad as fire, Sandy, but you can't let nobody know it. What's that mean?
No.
I know y'all don't stand at Walmart going, why y'all laughing?
Because we've done it.
He says, be angry. Don't sin. Don't let nobody know about it. I know y'all don't do none of that. Robert's not here, Sandy. We can't tell him you do or not. He says, be angry, but sin not. I'm in the kitchen. Can't hear all that. See, I've got to say something. If I ever say something, boy, that's just the dam is broke now. If I ever get to the point, I'm saying it. But how many knows, I'm not supposed to be doing this either.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? I just feel it so much. I can feel it right here. So much pressure. I just got to let you know how mad I am.
Right.
Because if I don't, you're going to do it again.
Y'all ain't saying nothing. We better move on past this one.
He says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And even if you did get mad, get rid of it by dark.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. A lot of times we like to just keep on holding on to that. Why? Because I want you to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jackie, for that. They're not going to say nothing. We'll just be real. I sleep all the way on the edge. And don't you dare touch me. We know you don't do that, Shannon.
Mm.
I don't even get on the edge, do you? I'm on the couch. I think I got to where I like it pretty good there. Yeah, we better read on. There's a reason he's saying all this. He says, 26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. That means even if you did get mad and nobody even knew nothing about it, get rid of it. Pardon them. Let it be done with right before the sun goes down. Notice the next verse. Neither give place to the devil. Reckon that just gave some place?
Yep.
Slam it hard.
Reckon that just gave place?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, guilt.
Scotty don't like it when he's in anger. And sometimes you can be so trained in it, you're not even thinking about it, and he says something, and I go, oh, Jesus, help me. I have been through it this week, boy. That's what I said. By Wednesday, I felt like I'd been through 3 weeks, and it was only Wednesday. A lot of these messages, y'all just don't know it, but it was my where I come from. The week before, a lot of times. But he says, neither give place to the devil. So all of that before that, he says, little Christians, stop lying. Reckon lying gives place to the devil.
Yeah,
I just told a little white one. There are no white ones.
That's right.
They're all black.
Right.
Why? Yes. The devil is the father or the author of all of them. There are no white lies. If you don't want me to tell you how I think you look, then don't ask me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to say it in a nice way.
Y'all like saying that.
Right. See, a lot of times we just tell these lies because we're trying to be nice to people. He says, stop lying. And if you don't really want to know what people think about you or what they think about what you're saying or you're doing, don't ask them. And if they volunteer, I didn't ask you. Somebody put something on my Facebook here a while back. Said that's stupid about something I said. I said, I didn't ask you. Stay off of my page. Why? I don't need your input. I'm not looking for your input, so don't feel free to put it in there. If I'm looking for it, you're free. And I will accept it, whatever you say, because I wanted to know. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Right.
See, y'all think this is ugly, but it ain't ugly. What's ugly is, oh, yes, I just love that shirt. And then I get that word today, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life, dude. Right. Did you see that shirt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you just look so good.
Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'll just go on and tell the truth about myself.
Granny asked me one time. Bless her heart. I think I was over at Mama's and I think her sister or somebody had sent her a shirt or something and she said, you like a shirt? I said, well, not really. Well, you don't like this shirt? And I said, well, no. For me, I don't like it. You know, if you like it, it's all right. Well, I'm not going to lie about it. I'll try to do it nice.
Yeah.
See, we tell lies about things we don't think nothing about sometimes.
Right.
And you say, I don't ever lie. My goodness, you told five at church. It says, give no place to the devil. Why? Anytime I tell a lie about anything, I'm giving the devil place in my life.
Yeah.
I'm opening the door and I'm saying, come on in.
Yeah.
That's what that means. Jesus himself, he said, the wicked one cometh, he says, but he finds no place in me. What's that mean? Hey, I give him nothing, Sandy, no open door to operate in my life. Nothing. Everything is closed to him.
Right.
Ain't that what he said? He has nothing in me. See, any time that I lie, I open him a door to come in my life, torment me, condemn me. And even if I repent of it or whatever, the Bible says God's faithful and he's just to forgive me. But guess what he's still going to try to do? Condemn me. And I try to testify or something for the Lord or whatever. You know that lie you told last night.
Yeah.
You can't be in faith and condemnation at the same time.
Right.
There's reasons why the devil wants us to do the things he does. Because he wants a place. He can't just come in our lives and do anything he wants to, anytime he wants to. The Bible says that the devil is walking to and fro the earth seeking somebody that he may devour. He can't devour everybody.
That's right.
Only those that lets him. And his main thing is lies.
Yep.
Thoughts. Words. See, a lot of times people don't think this stuff is spiritual warfare. This is the most major spiritual warfare we will ever deal with. This is pretty much our thing. Now, there may be some other things at different times and according to your place, but this is pretty much your basic spiritual warfare. Why? This is what he did to Jesus himself. Do you think it gets any deeper than that? No. He went as deep as he could go. I'm the one that could take him out. If he had anything else, don't you think he would have used it on Jesus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course he would. He don't have nothing else. That is his warfare. But, oh, he is the best at it. Don't ever try to match wits with the devil. He will beat your brains out. He's been around for millenniums. and I know about this much. But I have one on the inside of me, the greater one, the Bible says. He knows everything.
Right. Amen.
So it says here, neither give place to the devil. So he said, stop lying, right? Speak the truth. He said, stop being angry and letting everybody know about it. You can be angry, but you can't sin with it. And if somehow or another people catch on, somehow or another you've let the cat out of the bag that you're mad. Right? He says, neither give place to the devil. 28. He says, let him that stole steal no more. You'd think he wouldn't have to tell Christians, stop stealing.
Man.
But I've never stole nothing in my life. Really, we got to go there. If you ever took anything, I don't care if you took it out of a dumpster, it did not belong to you. And who did you ask for it out of the dumpster? Say nothing.
Come on.
If you ever took anything that did not belong to you, that somebody did not tell you could, that you could have it, you stole it.
That's right.
So he says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. That could be a bunch of stuff. It says, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that's going to build somebody up, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness. Usually somebody has a spirit of bitterness, it's all over their face. You can't hide it. You can pretend like it's not there. Listen, the reason why he says get rid of all this stuff, you're giving place to the devil to destroy your own life. It's like drinking poison and expecting somebody else to die. It's just not going to happen. He says, let all bitterness, and here comes that anger again, except he uses the word wrath this time, and anger. This is three times he said this in a matter of a few verses. Reckon this could be a big one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't lie no more. I don't cheat anymore. I don't commit adultery anymore. I don't steal anymore. But I'm telling you, people just outright drive me nuts. He still has a hope.
Yeah.
See, I have to come to the place to where nothing moves me. Nothing. Didn't they tear Jesus' beard out?
Yeah.
Didn't they spit on him?
Yeah.
Didn't they slap him in his face? All kinds of things they did to him. And most of the time he would stand there and never even say a word.
Yeah.
Every one of us that's born again, we have that on the inside of us.
Yes.
If we'll just yield to him. Right? Y'all didn't say nothing about that either. Y'all should have jumped up and shouted on that one.
Yeah.
Meaning you don't have to. He says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. We're told the things we're supposed to say, right? We're told the things in Philippians we're supposed to think on, right? There's a reason for that. If I sit around talking about people all the time, I don't even have to be talking necessarily bad. Did you know there's a scripture that talks about much talking leads to more ungodliness?
Yes. Yeah.
Y'all ever notice the more that you talk and talk and talk,
yeah,
the more stuff that you get deeper and deeper. There's some things that you don't need to know about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to know every time somebody goes to the bathroom.
Right.
There's some people that are so nosy, they want to know everything.
Yeah.
And I'm just the kind of person, I'm not going to tell you. It's none of your business. And if that hurts your feelings, well, I'm sorry. Then everything you do is not my business. Matter of fact, I don't even want to know what you do. I'm too busy with my stuff over here. If you're keeping yourself right, you ain't got time to be wanting to know what everybody else is doing and ain't doing. I'm telling you, you, baby, are a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week job.
Right.
I'm more than that. I'm a 25-hour-a-day, if there was 25 hours in a day. But there's some people, they're just so nosy. Their nose is in everybody's business. And when your nose is in everybody's business, you are not looking at you.
Right.
So your clutch is slipping over here while you're finding out about everybody else. And it's getting you in more trouble. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I like to just stay at home and mind my own business. And don't have your nose in mine. Because I don't want your nose in mine. I don't see where Jesus running around wanting to know everything about all the disciples either.
Right.
What y'all talking about over there? What y'all doing? What'd she say? What'd he say? What'd they do? He just minded his own business. And if there was ever anything he needed to know, how many knows the Spirit of God told him about it?
Right.
Through a gift.
That's right.
Revealed it to him. He'll do the same to us. There's times that I see y'all, and I'm sure y'all probably do me too, and I can see it all over your face. You're going through something, but I never say anything. I just pray for you.
Right.
Now, if the Lord tells me to say something, I will. But how many know sometimes all people need is a little time to get it worked out and some prayer?
Yeah.
Right.
Most of us can get it worked out by ourselves. Sometimes we need some help.
Y'all better stay, quit being nosy.
It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. Like I said, I don't have to be saying something necessarily what we would call bad about somebody. Just talking about people all the time. You don't need to be talking about people all the time.
Man.
Talk about the Lord. Smith Wigglesworth, they asked him, how often do you pray? Because they thought it was going to be a long hours of things. He said, I pray about 15 minutes. He said, but rarely do I go 15 minutes without praying. Oh, what our lives would be if we lived that way. What my life would be if I lived that way.
Yeah.
That I don't go 15 minutes out of 24 hours in a day. Every 15 minutes I'm talking about the Lord and the other 15 I'm praising the Lord. Oh, the devil wouldn't be able to get a thought in nowhere.
Right.
Or a word out of my mouth about anybody.
Right.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. Why? That's not of the new man. That's of that old man that you're not anymore. He says, with all malice, he says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Well, they didn't ask me to forgive them. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Only forgive them if they ask you to. I only want to forgive people, Dave, if they tell me they're sorry.
No.
That's the way I am. I want you to say you're sorry, and then I'll forgive you. Especially Scotty. Because he's like, Fonzie. Y'all remember Fonzie, don't you? He just couldn't hardly say he was sorry. That's kind of the way Scotty is. He rarely does he say he's sorry. He'll punch me or something like that. That is, I'm supposed to know you're sorry by that. Well, that's not going to work. I want you on your hands and knees. You're sorry. You're never going to do it again. Now I forgive you. But that's not what he says. He says, be tenderhearted. You know what? I mess up all the time, Cassandra. All the time. And God just keeps forgiving me all the time.
Amen.
And so I'm supposed to give out the very same thing that he gives to me freely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to forgive him. He ran off and left me this morning. I told him, I said, I didn't know you left. He said, well, I come to the hall and told you. I was in the bathroom getting ready. I said, well, I didn't hear you. I come in the living room to tell you something and you're gone. That's when I got here. Before I got to the porch, all that's coming out. He left me there. I thought, well, whatever. Knock yourself out. See, this stuff is spiritual warfare.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Ephesians 6. But notice all that stuff he said. And right in the middle of all of it, he said, give no place to the devil. Why? Every bit of that gives him place to operate in my life. Verse 10. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. A lot of people ain't strong in the Lord. They're strong in what they think they know about the scriptures.
Yeah.
He'll rip your head off with that stuff. Why? He's not scared of you personally. He's scared of the greater one on the inside of you.
Right.
He's not scared of what I know. He's scared of what I will yield to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will reveal to me, and I let come out of my mouth as a sword to him.
Yes.
You get it? He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. That means I got to have a relationship with him. It says, and in the power of his might, not in my strength. The Apostle Paul, he said, when I am weak, then I am made strong. Right? He says, if I'm going to glory, I'm going to glory in all my weaknesses, all the things that I'm not. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I don't like to tell my weaknesses, Jackie.
Yes.
Well, a lot of times people use them against you.
Yep.
Right.
And number one, I like to people think good about me.
Y'all ain't saying nothing.
And think I'm this and think I'm that. And tell I like to tell all the stuff I can do and all the stuff that I know. And you're telling me about something that the Lord did for you. And I come back and tell a bigger thing that I think the Lord did for me.
Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Why can't you just shut up and let somebody tell you something?
My goodness.
And see, a lot of times we're so trained in this. I'm talking to me. We're so trained in this stuff, we do it without even giving it a second thought. And then later walk away and feel so grieved or think, why did I say that? Why did I feel the need to say that? A lot of times you feel pressure to say things.
Yeah.
Why do you think you felt so tempted for 3 days to do a certain thing you know you should have not have done? Y'all ain't saying nothing. You feel so much pressure to do it. That's not you, Sandy. I can do bad all by myself. Mm-hmm. But when I really feel pressure to do something, there's somebody behind that thing that's pushing it.
Come on.
If you've ever quit smoking, I mean, you can be quit for years. There's somebody in my family, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, what's they been quit? 7, 10 years? Oh, yeah. Travis has been married over 10 years, so they've been quit over 10 years. They're smoking again. Because the thing about it is, if you ever did it and you liked it and you quit, there'll be days you don't even think about it. There'll be other days you might have a thought, then there'll be other days.
Yep.
That it is like all you can do. And you've been quit 10 years, so you know it's not an addiction.
Yeah.
And you've been quit. And listen, it don't matter if it's a cigarette or if it's a taking meth. It don't matter drinking out. It don't matter what it is.
That's right.
If you'll notice, there's times and cycles that you just feel pressured to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been quit with that thing for years. Well, then it'll leave. Didn't the Bible say that Satan left Jesus for a more opportune time?
Right.
Of course it did. Especially when he thinks you are at your weakest.
Mm. That's right.
Let's read this here in Ephesians. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. His strength, not mine. Put on the whole armor of God. Now we're going to come back to this. This is probably going to be, I don't know how many services we'll have on this. Because we've got to talk about the armor.
Yep.
I've heard Christians that they say, I get up every morning and I put my armor on. I put on my breastplate of righteousness. And I go through these things and they do like this. And I put on my helmet of salvation, you know. I put on my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And I take my sword of the spirit, you know, and my shield of faith. They do that stuff every, and don't even know what they're doing. Just because I get up every morning and I say that I put that stuff on does not mean that I put it on.
Right, right.
What do you think that helmet of salvation is for? Come on, somebody tell me if you think you know. What does it say over there in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5? For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal. That helmet of salvation is not carnal. What does a helmet do?
Protects your head.
Protects my head. What's inside my head?
Mine.
You got it, Shannon. My mind. My brain's up there, but my mind is inside it. So I got to have the helmet of salvation. Why? Because the enemy is throwing thoughts at my mind all the time. So I need the helmet of salvation on. It's going to protect my mind. Well, what is that? The Bible says, we just read it, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Romans 12:2 says what? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I mean that a lot. The Bible says, put on the mind of Christ, or we have the mind of Christ, the anointed one, right? Why does he say that stuff? Because the devil is going to come with lies. And so I've got to have something on that's going to protect my mind, Shannon.
Yep. Come on.
If he can get my mind, he can get all the rest of me.
Yeah.
So I have armor, certain pieces of armor that combats the things that he does. But he says there in verse 11, put on the whole armor of God. Now notice this, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Well, what did he say stand against?
The wiles of the devil.
Not the devil. He said that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. When you look that word wiles up, the number one thing it means is the trickeries, the snares, the traps, the deception. Why? That is his major thing. There's nobody better at it than him. Nobody. So he says, I need to own the whole armor of God that I may be able to stand up against the tricks of the devil. I remember one time you told me, I was mine, you may not even remember. We was talking something down these lines or whatever, and you told me Robert was talking to a woman outside about a dog or something, and it looked like he hugged her or something to you. Is that right? But you knew he didn't.
The delusion.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. She knowed he didn't, but it looked like he did. You see this on TV every day. Y'all watch the news, don't you? Y'all done off of it. That's a good thing. You have been hearing delusion for a long, long time now. Just in the news. I had some of this happening to me this week. I mean, bad. That's why I said I felt like I'd been 3 weeks and had been from Sunday to Monday to Wednesday. And I felt like I'd been drugged through the mud for 3 weeks. And I was up on the, I drove the gator up on the back side of the property. And it kind of like goes up a hill. You know, the higher up you go, the more you can see it. And I'm just sitting up there, you know, thinking whatever. You kind of look off and you can see the road down there, you know, and the pastures and all that stuff. And I'm just looking out across there because things are not good. And all of a sudden I hear the Lord and he speaks to me and he said, things are not the way they appear. And with the devil, that is the way it is every time.
Yep.
Things are not the way that they appear.
Right.
He is a master at making things look different than what they really are. Making things sound different than what they really are. Making things feel. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Feel.
Right.
That is one of the hardest things for me, is to feel one way and act different.
Yeah.
When I want to punch somebody in their mouth, I'm telling you, I'm not just being honest. When I want to punch somebody in their mouth, especially Scotty, or when he gets it. Of course, it is help too. You know, if he uses it the right way, it's help. A lot of help, eh? Gets all the rough edges off of you for Jesus. So the Bible says, I am his helpmate. And that's what I tell him. I'm here to help you. God knows I didn't need none. He said you needed it. Right? That's what it said, Cassandra. Now, we want to study scripture.
No,
we can't twist it up, though. That's what the devil does, too. But when I want to punch somebody or something like that, or I want to scream, y'all ever been under so much pressure you just feel like if you could just scream at the top of your lungs, you'd feel better?
Yeah.
Man.
And not scream.
Yep.
That is one of the hardest things for me, personally, that I'm working on. That I feel one way, and there's sometimes so much pressure from the devil on your flesh. Why? He wants you to lash out at Scotty. Why? He wants me to say those words that when he does something or whatever, he wants me to say out of my mouth, not even to Scotty. I'm telling you, this marriage just sucks. Y'all ain't saying nothing. This sucks. I just want out of it. I'm so doggone sick of this. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I know I'm the only one that ever these thoughts ever come in. Listen, after 30-something years. What is it, 36 this year? Yeah. And been together nearly 38. Good Lord, I was in diapers. When you start thinking about it, nearly hadn't been out long, I don't think. I know y'all don't. Why does he want me to say that? Scotty ain't even there. Nobody's in the room with me.
Right.
Why? Proverbs 18:21. There's life and death in the power of my tongue, depending on who I'm hooked up to. He says, and the man that his belly's going to be filled with it, my life is going to be filled with the words that I say. And that's why there's so much pressure at different times on you to say something.
Yeah.
Of course. Why? He wants to start heading my life in that direction.
Yep.
I came in the other day and Scotty is asleep on the couch and we're supposed to be going somewhere doing something. And I could just feel it, Sandy. I just went outside. I could just feel it. I'm telling you, he don't care nothing about me. He don't love me at all. I'm telling you, he said, blah, 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 blah. I just went outside. And I had this awful, sickening feeling. Just this so discouraged feeling. Y'all don't never have none of them, do you?
Yeah.
I just felt so discouraged, like, what is the use?
Yeah.
I can do bad all by myself. I'd be better off. Hello, Scotty said Wednesday, you know, you get upset Monday morning. I'm not going to church Wednesday, I tell you right now.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? What's that got to do with anything?
That's right.
What's that got to do with anything that's going on? There is a reason behind all of it. Why? It's spiritual warfare.
Yep.
And most of us walk around without a clue that anything is even going on, that we even have an adversary, that we're even supposed to fight anybody. A lot of times we fight each other. Yep. Let's read on here. See what this says. We got about 4 minutes is all. He says, verse 12, verse 11, supposed to be able to stand against the wiles and tricks of the devil. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against who?
Flesh and blood.
Scotty is never my problem, but he's the one up in my face.
Right.
So if I got to punch somebody, Jackie, guess who I want to punch? I got to cuss somebody out. Guess who I want to cuss out? If I got to divorce somebody, guess who I want to divorce? Why? He's the one I see with these eyes.
Right.
But even if he's doing something, he's not the one that is my problem.
Right.
But because he's the one that I see, he's the one most of the time I want to attack.
Right.
And that's the wrong one.
Yes.
Why? Because even if he is doing something, he's just yielding to the one that's the real problem.
That's right.
Right.
Even if I'm doing something, I'm just yielding to the one that's the real problem. So the way that I want to go about this thing is go around Scotty and attack the one in spiritual warfare that is the real problem.
Amen.
See, the Bible says we love this scripture, right? No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the children of the Lord. Woo!
Yeah.
And then just slapped him in the face.
Yep.
You really think that scripture's going to work?
Yeah.
Y'all come on now. Come on. Don't get all tight. Say something. Do I really think, what did you say to me? Do I really think that scripture's going to work? No weapon formed against me? I probably just make some more weapons because he might slap me back, D. See, that scripture works when I'm not giving the devil no place. I can't just quote scripture and give the devil place and expect him to be off limits in my life. It's not going to happen. Jesus made it to where I don't have to give him any open door. You understand? That I don't have to give him no place. I don't have to yield to him. My mind is my mind. I think what I want to think. My mouth is my mouth. I say what I choose to say. He can't make me say anything. He can't just come in and devour me. But he is hoping. He's kind of like the credit card companies. They spend thousands to make millions. What do I mean by that? Y'all get them things every week. I get them almost every day sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Credit card from Capital One. Credit card from this one. Credit card from that one. Credit cards from the bank now. They want you to use their credit cards. Scotty, business credit cards from Cadence Bank out here. Just on and on and on. And it costs them money for that paper and that ink and that postage and all that to send them to me. Why? Because they know I might not do it today, but Sandy, they're counting on me to be in a bad spot tomorrow.
Right.
So they spent thousands to make millions off of me.
Right.
The devil does the same thing. He tries it, he tries it, he tries it, he tried it. Just like he said with Jesus, he left him. Why? He wasn't getting nowhere. But he said he only left him for a more opportune season or time. So even if he left you alone, he will be back.
Yeah.
You better believe he'll be back. And a lot of times he works in patterns and cycles. And we've got to stop because our time is up. Does anybody have anything they'd like to share?
Yeah.